Hiya, folks. It's Lay Rooster here, coming to you from the Hen House. Thanks for tuning in to check out one of my podcasts. Wanted to give you just a little information about these. A lot of these podcasts are coming from my YouTube videos and some of my Twitch streams where we've done them live with audio and video, of course. But a lot of the videos, particularly the ones that I'm bringing here to you with podcasts, are really well suited for the podcast and the audio spectrum because they're mainly a lot of talking and description and discussion and explanation. There are occasionally some times where I'm pointing out maybe something in a graphic or an infographic, but I usually try to explain those verbally as well. But if you're interested, please help out and check out the YouTube channel. You can find me on YouTube as where I am Lay Rooster. Just one word, Lay, L-E-R-O-O-S-T-E-R, Lay Rooster on YouTube. Subscribes there, help me out a ton. And you can also catch out the live streams where we're playing the games and talking about some of this stuff on Twitch TV. That's twitch.tv/Lay, L-E underscore Rooster, R-O-O-S-T-E-R. Don't forget the underscore there or else you won't be able to find me on Twitch. Anyway, I look forward for you finding me there. And there are options below with links to support me and to find me on YouTube, Discord, and Twitch. As well as I appreciate your subscriptions and support of this podcast and all of my content creation. So thanks a lot and cock-a-doodle-doo. Hey, chickadees, I'm Lay Rooster, and welcome to the Hen House. We're checking out some of the latest parts of the new arc for STFC today that just released. This is the Exocomp Factory. Intricate in itself that we thought I'd do just a separate video on this. I've been working with the Alliance, my Alliance, today, and just trying to help them understand it and us as we work through it and as I try to understand it. Too. So I wanted to make one just dedicated to that. I'll have another one on the whole arc that you'll check, and I'll link to it a little later so you can get that. Just make sure you give us a thumbs up and like this video, as well as subscribe to the channel. You'll be able to get all those Star Trek Fleet Command and other game videos that I put out there. So let's get into it and explore this Exocomp Factory. All right, we'll play the music in the background from the game because it's all so soothing, and we're going to hitting those helps quite a bit because we're trying to do our pick your path. I hope you're progressing on that as well. But let's go to the blog itself and start there. So here's a cute little picture up top of Robbie the Robot, our Exocomp consumable guide. And, you know, let's go through this. I know that there were a lot of questions that we had just in Alliance chat trying to talk about it and everything. One, we had to wait for the events to start, and then we were all waiting for our ability to build this thing, which didn't happen for us. I think it took us probably 45 minutes to an hour and a half before everyone started getting that. Considering we had a time event that's going on with how fast you can build it, it's kind of like, well, you know, maybe you should give it to everybody at the start when you start the actual event. But I am not the one who makes these decisions. So let me know how long it took you to get it in the comments below. All right, let's look at this consumable guide here. So Exocomp consumables enable players to obtain and activate powerful temporary galaxy station and combat boosts. This expansion to STFC includes the addition of, there's a new building, right? New items, the consumables themselves that can be used to boost galaxy station and combat activities, the new store, the consumable store, and two new primary resources, the Axionic chip and the Axionic servo. That's right. You said, hey, we don't have enough currencies in this game. Could you give us a few more? And they delivered. There we go. Let alone, hey, catch Pokemon in here. Check us out on Twitch when we're live streaming and catch Pokemon with us and do other fun games like that and Stream Raiders. Anyway, check us out. So they have some key terms here. The Exocomp itself is the robot that can process consumables. This little guy, yay. The consumables themselves are a type of item that can be activated to gain powerful temporary boosts. These are potions or buffs in more of the fantasy realm and all that. So time-limited things that are going to give you buffs to important stuff. They have a type in regarding what consumables they can process. There is the factory itself that lets you use and upgrade your consumables, because it's, you know, they're not going to make it just so that you can use these buffs. And there are a few gotchas that we want to look out for. I want to cover those as we talk about, you know, how to use these and how not to waste them, because it's easy enough to waste them. So stay tuned through the whole video while we check that out. All right, their grades can be G2, G3, or G4. And the higher the grade, the more powerful. That makes sense. We're used to that. And there's the consumable store. You'll be able to trade the chips for consumable packs and get the resources to level up the factory. And the chips will also be deployed here every day. So that's good. So this picture of the factory, as you saw, I had it up there in the game as well. I just started building it, and I've been saving a few things to do on this video with you guys. So it can be unlocked by building the factory. You cannot build this until you are level 16. So like on my little Forever 14 alt, it's not going to come into play. Unlike what we have with the away teams, where we could start to do those in the very beginning. So, you know, a little bit higher up, you have to be able to be in PvP before you can do this thing. So the factory is upgraded using a new resource called the Axionic Servos, and all players will receive a pack in the first, and they did say first few days of launch, that will grant them the special resource to build this building. It's the key. So like I said, for me and my alliance, it was somewhere in the 45 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes when we all started saying we've got it now. But we had seen this in there saying, well, it says a few days. One, it doesn't make any sense unless they were doing some kind of stage thing where the lower the level gets it the latest. If you're around level 16, 18, things like that, is anyone still waiting for their keys? Does everyone have them? Let us know in the comments down below, because I'm kind of curious about this. It almost sounds like they just buffed it gave themselves some time so that people couldn't be as mad at them for screwing up. But I'm not really sure. Again, how fair is it to start an event that has to do with how fast you can progress on this thing if people all don't have the same starting point? So, yeah, you know, come on. Okay, so there's the key. Let's see. We'll pop over here to the station. So here is mine at level 4. You can see here are, it says my daily bundle amount, my consumable grades that I can use to my exocomps unlocked, one of two. Down here is the Axionic Servos. 35 to 6. I happen to get these because I've been finishing the event that we're working on. So it's the pick your path. All right. So if you got your beginning ones, you were able to pull them from your store. But afterwards, as you start progressing or through the pick your path in the face of the enemy, this is where I got. Here I got 15 Axionic Servos by working on this event, and I got another 20 along with Deanna Troy here when I completed this. This is the one where you grind the Romulan hostiles can do some other stuff like that. So work on those and work for those Romulan scouts, just like everyone is already looking for those things. So if we look at our claiming section, I'm just going to grab my 10-minute chest because, you know, we need to do that. Down over here, to the right, we have the consumables. And this is where we could pick up. I was able to click the Axionic chips a few times, like two or three times in the beginning, like after like a 5 or 10 minute timer. And now it's saying it reset for like 22 hours. I had enough to do one hit of this 2-star exocomp. And then you'll see we have the chance for the +1 grade will give us, but you need 1250. I've since gotten more from unlocking the battle pass that started today as well. So I think that'll be a way that we get some of these things. And of course, you can probably buy them. I haven't bothered to look in the store yet, but let's just get in there. So now let's go back to the blog and we'll come back to the station. All right. Unlocking and upgrading the Exocomp factory. Level 1 is grade 2 consumables and unlocks Galaxy Exocomp. Players can now use Galaxy consumables. That is not just gobbledygook. They mean only the Galaxy types as opposed to the station types or the combat types, etc. So we'll look at that. And you may be, if you're having problems, you know, using and activating your Exocomps, then they may be the wrong type for what you can do. At level 5, we'll unlock the station ones so that you can do the two kinds. And 15 unlocks combat. Level 25 gets you bumped up to grade 3, and 35 unlocks the multi-purpose one, which will allow you to use any type of consumable. So with that one, it gives you a lot wider ability to use the buffs, basically. And level 40 is the grade 4 consumables, and they're saying level 40 is the max level of the factory that it can go at launch. Okay, so at least at launch, let me say. When you unlock the factory, you'll get a daily Axionic chip pack that you can claim in the consumable store that we just looked at. The amount of the chips in this pack increases with the level of the factory. So build the factory, you'll get even more. Okay, the types. What different types of the exocomps basically the different types of buffs. All right, so there's Galaxy, Station, and Combat can only be used with the appropriate exocomp. So you unlock the different exocomp, computer, robot, Robbie, whatever, the thing that allows you to use the buffs, essentially. Right, so I was trying to use a Station consumable when I only have access to Galaxy exocomp, and it won't work. So, but it was the only one I had because I was dependent on RNG for my first pull, and I was trying to get some more of the chips, but I was SOL. Had to wait to level up there. So the big thing is all of the different types of consumables can be handled once you unlock the multi-purpose exocomp. They say the little robot's super talented. That's the one that comes at level 35. Okay. So once you get up there, obviously you need ops level 35 and you need to have your factory upgraded to that. So that's going to give you a much wider array of usage of these at that point. Now the exocomp consumable grades, different grades, based on the factory, can G2, 3, or 4. If a player has received G2 consumables and then progresses their factory to level 25, which unlocks D3, the G2s will still remain in their inventory and still be used. The unlocking the next grade up ensures that packs from the consumable store give that grade a consumable going forward. So it'll catch up once you level up and everything, but you won't lose what you have. Now their rarity. Different rarities, common, uncommon, and rare. This is mirroring a lot of things that we already have nightmares about, not having enough of what, uncommons or something. Higher rarities provide more advanced or powerful boosts. The uncommon and rare consumables have a greater chance of being pulled from the premium exocomp consumable pack in the consumable store, the one that requires a whole lot more, so stockpiling or purchasing, perhaps. Obtaining those consumables. Main ways by trading in the Axionic chips that you get. You're going to get those daily and as rewards in your dailies. And you turn them in the consumable store. So the store, which we showed being over there, you trade in your chips for the consumable packs, and then they can be received in a daily chest, which amount varies on your factory level. So level up your factory, you'll get more. And the chips can also be attained via the new daily goal for activating exocomp consumables and the second daily goals milestone chest from level 16 plus. All right, so we'll get those as you unlock your milestones and as you actually use them. I was trying to use one, and that's when I started hitting the wall about what types was going in. So players can quickly access the store via the Exocomp factory. So there are chips packs, which you can claim freely. So we saw that the Exocomp standard consumable pack, chance amounts of common consumables and servos. From grade 3 onward, there are 3 standard consumables, combat, mining, and utility. Standard packs can be traded for once a day. So I did my daily pull as soon as I could, many of you. And I got one thing. We'll look at it in a minute. Premium exocomp consumable packs will give common, uncommon, and rare. At grade 2 and 3, players have a chance to receive a +1 grade higher in their packs. Premium packs can be traded for an unlimited number of times per day. That's right. The more you spend, the more you can pull. All right. All consumables available in packs should reflect the grade of consumables unlocked by leveling up the Exocomp factory, with their note about what happens when you upgrade it from one level to the next. So using them. There is a lot of people were looking for this button. Once you unlock it, this is the button. It's right next to your shield button. It's right. It's also right close to where the new battle view button is for those. It's the one button that is new to you when you look. So Look for that. We'll access it as well in real time. Players receive the exocomps they have available and can tap the add button on the exocomp of their choice. That will bring them to the consumable inventory. So you'll get this multi-staged inventory. We're going to go through mine in a minute. And can be accessed directly via players' items in the consumables tab. If you go that way, it's probably easier to do this way. Activating the consumables. You can find them and tap them to activate from your inventory if you're perusing what you have, which I'm sure you will be at some point. This will bring the screen back up, and then look, it slots it in. So this one's plus 250% crystal mining. It's a galaxy exocomp and is for 3 hours, it looks like, and it just started. So then they can last from 1 hour, plus depending on the type, grade, and rarity, and it'll be specified. When it times out, you'll receive a notification. You get a banner. You'll get an away time message. Getting the benefits of active consumables. Here you go. It is important to note that each type of consumable triggers on the following. A galaxy consumable is when a player goes out of dock, goes into the galaxy. A station consumable is when a player starts the consumable, because it's usually related to build, research, and repair. So it has to do with just a timer. A combat consumable is when a player enters combat. Okay. This means that even if consumables have been activated, there's a chance that a player will not get the full benefit, so make sure to follow the above to get the most out of exocomp consumables. Yes, these are a little tricky, and that's the one of the reasons I wanted to talk about them directly. It's easy to waste these. Super easy to waste these. So you use one, a combat one, when you're going to enter combat, and you decided you're doing mining that day, you just blew it, all right? So be very careful about that. Replacing exocomp consumables, basically you can replace one by going to the button and tapping the replace button and pulling another similar kind. So you know, if you're like, oh, I didn't want that one, I want one that's better, I realize that, then you will be able to do that. Of course, you're going to lose the one that you already had active and then start the new one. So that's possible. When selecting a type for galaxy and the galaxy exocomp is already occupied and the multipurpose exocomp has no consumable, if you have the multipurpose unlocked, consumable will automatically be processed by the multipurpose exocomp. If they're both occupied, you'll get a choice. So again, the multipurpose one is your wild card that's going to let you do whatever, so that based on what you want to do. And you're going to get some choices, at least according to the way there it's written and described here. Deactivating the exocomps. You have the ability to deactivate the consumable in progress by tapping the bin or trash icon. They will supposedly say, are you sure? And then it'll remove it. Why you want to remove one, I don't know. You can always, if you're not replacing it, unless it's somehow hurting you, I'm not sure why you do that, but you have that ability. It's a feature. All right, so they got pictures of that. This is the picture of the factory key that you should have. If you don't have this or didn't have this to start, you don't have a factory. So that's only needed for the first level. Then you get your chips, which we see these already in the daily rewards and everything. And then the little servos to upgrade the factory. And then these are the cute little robots that do the different things. They're really just tiers and specializations for the buffs and potions in Ultra. And here are some of the consumables that look like little discs, and they have, like, this one has a research insignia, and it does helps with research speed. Repair one with repair. Build warping, ship XP from hostiles, protected cargo, which I thought was interesting. Mining speed, nice. Ore mining, gas mining crystal. Increased damage, battleship damage, interceptor damage, explorer damage, and armada damage. So, you know, different things, some of them more targeted, some of them broader. We'll see how nice they are and everything. Let's take a look here so I can point out some of the features that we got here. So, again, I've got it right here. And I wanted to, before I upgrade it, here is the button, and I wanted to go ahead and press that to activate the consumables. You see, I have the Galaxy Exocomp. So when we hit add, this is what I did earlier. This is the one that I randomly got, a 15% research speed. And I saw that by using this, I would then start to unlock more chips and chance at servos, which I wanted to upgrade my factory. So I'm like, I want to do it. Yes. Click it. And then I tried to activate it. Wait. I have, this is a station exocomp. And the factory, basically, that's the next one to level up. So it's unavailable. So it's very possible to get random things that are not what you want until you unlock things. So you may be starting to build a stockpile. So it may be slow going, depending on your luck with RNG. All right. Big caveats there. They mention that it's possible to not fully take advantage or to miss out on things with these. And I just, when I looked at this one, I wanted to bring this to your attention as well. 8 hours plus 15% research speed. Sounds great. Okay, fine. I was like, I just started some research. I'll play this and burn them down, right? 2-star station exocomp increases research speed for 8 hours. Does not apply to in-progress research. I'm sorry, what? Does not apply. So if I were to burn this while I have stuff up, like I do right now, it would be useless. I would have to finish or speed up the things I have and then start in order to take advantage. Otherwise, I will have wasted it. So if you've started, like you see, I have one that's going on for 2.5 days, then if you don't, you have to time this carefully. You have to go, okay, I'm going to start this research. You have to know what research you're going to do and then say, I'm going to use this research consumable first. Then hit the research so that it goes in that order. If you do it the reverse order, you'll get shot in the foot. So be aware of that. It seems like they all have a lot of these caveats as well. Things you have to like do them and then go do the thing that they help. If you are already doing it, it's not going to help you. So you can easily make a mistake when you're getting ready to send something off for bedtime or something like that and mess up. So be aware of that. So we're going to go in here and I got my servos by doing that event. So make sure you check out the events. I'm sure we'll have more in the battle pass that some of the optional events, but are rewarding that. And the with Troy event, Face of the Enemy Part 1, we were getting normal rewards for the first two stages. It was the third stage and the fourth stage where we finally got the axionic servos. So I had to kick it into overdrive and make sure I was working on those things and fight with for the Romulan hostiles with everyone else. So anyway, and I saved this so that we could do an upgrade on stream. So it's just an 8-minute one. Oh, yes. And I have to speed up my parsteel generator. That's fine. I put that in there as a placeholder. And for you guys, we'll gladly speed up. There we go. And then we can do 8-minute one. And then it'll go through and we get it. So it looks once it goes to 5, I'm going to be able to use the research bonus ones because that's going to unlock the station exocomp. And so I want to show that here as we see it. So I'm curious. I'm also curious about how things have been going for you. Did you hit any stumbling blocks? Did you waste any exocomps already as you're getting ready? What else has happened for you? Put that stuff down in the comments as we go. Here we go. Knew this one wouldn't take long. Thank you, folks. Level 5 factory. All right, we get the station exocomp computer robot doohickey. So when I press the button here, well, that's the store. So when I press this button, now I have the galaxy and the station. So if I wanted to, I could add this in here and take advantage of it. But right now, I want to stockpile it because I already have active researches and it doesn't help with anything that's ongoing. You have to do the activation of the buff first. So let's do that. But I do have enough to upgrade it again. So I'm just going to kick that in. Let folks press help because if you're doing the Troy side of things on stage 3, you need a lot of helping to pick your path. So I'm trying to be helpful and everyone wants to be helpful right now, which is great. Look at that. So anyway, that about sums up that piece. I'm going to have another video about the overall arch, but I wanted to get into the weeds of the exocomp system here to kind of help you out and go through that guide. So just remember, make sure you like this video, giving it a thumbs up, smash that notification bell so you'll catch our next video. And make sure you subscribe, help us beat the nastiest foes in the galaxy. the YouTube algorithm. We need those subscribes, and they help us a lot as we try to grow the channel. So share the video and make sure to watch it, like, and subscribe. Also, check down below for links. I'll link to some of my other videos for Star Trek Fleet Command. We'll have the playlist for some of those linked at the end cards, like usual. And you'll find a link to my Discord server where you can come and hang out and get access to information and ask me questions and talk to other helpful people who are playing this game and some of the others, as well as the game news as it comes out. And also to catch our Twitch link as well, so you can catch the live streaming. I do live streaming on Twitch most of the time, weeknights, Pacific time, work days after work time, and then throughout the day and mornings on the weekends. But I'm also starting to do some YouTube live streaming as well. I've got a live stream in here that you can dig around in the videos. You'll see it under the live streams. Different things, playing some Star Trek Fleet Command, things like that. So I plan to be a little bit of both places. So come follow, subscribe, like, thumbs up it, and I'll check you later. Y'all take care, and cock-a-doodle-doo.